Hi, this is a dictation for Samantha Reed, Samantha Reding. Date of birth is 8/27/1968. Date of birth is 9/11/2023. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation. She was rear-ended in an accident that occurred on 2/28/2022 as a rear seat passenger on the right. The impact had caused her headaches along with symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, nightmares, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back and both shoulders, with radiation to both legs and both arms. The patient has underwent 4 injections to the lumbar spine, and according to her, 50% to 60% improvement has happened. But now, her last injection was on 3/15/2023. Her pain improvement is now at 30%. She is doing chiropractic treatment. She has so far 30 visits with them. She has done physical therapy. Almost 50 visits have been done. Her shoulder has completely got better, and sacroiliac joint also is completely better. Her pain in the right hip, right buttock, right leg, which used to be radiating as numbness and tingling, is also lessened, and it is not as often as it was before. The radiation of the pain in the right arm and left arm that was reported initially is also far less than before, once a week or so. She is able to walk well, and she can bend down 90 degrees, and her testings are negative for sacroiliac joint involvement. Shoulder joint is also completely normal. So her pain level is between 4 to 6. ADLs are affected 4. 30% improvement is listed by the patient, although earlier she was saying 60%. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 148 over 108, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 8/9/2023, dictation number 0809-075, along with the plan of care. We reviewed the MRIs in detail again today. Patient was informed that she has mostly degenerative changes in the cervical spine and the mild spinal canal stenosis due to cervical disc herniation is at C4 and C5. The rest of the affected areas are due to the pre-existing arthritis, C6-7, C5-6, C4-5, C3-4, with the hypertrophic facet joints and unconvertible joints. And a CT scan also repeated the same finding. An MRI of the thoracic spine showed bulging disc of T10 and T11, where there is a herniated disc at T11 and 12. And also C6-7, there was a broad-based disc herniation. In the lumbar spine, there is a broad-based disc bulge at L2-3, L3-4, L4, L5. At L3, L4, there is a broad-based posterior disc bulge with superimposed central and left foraminal disc herniations. The patient has been informed about this finding and was advised that she may benefit from additional lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections besides facet joint injections. In addition, patient may benefit from shoulder injections to carpotunnel injection and elbow injections due to the epicondylitis. The patient has refused in writing. She is not interested at this time any further injection. She is 40% better, and she would like to continue her chiropractic treatment as well as the physical therapy, which have been ordered for the patient. She will be seen in 30 days' time. At this time, sacroiliac joint is completely better, and her shoulders are completely better. Please mention in the physical exam that the shoulder examination is completely unremarkable, and so is the sacroiliac joint. They are non-tender. The Faber test, Gonsalan test are negative. the iliac compression and destruction tests are negative. I'll appreciate. Thank you. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. If she changes her mind for injection treatment for cervical and lumbar epidural, we'll be more than happy to take care of it. She's going to continue chiropractic treatment of her own, and a neuropsych evaluation and counseling has been ordered. Thank you.